Yeah. So, I guess on it was I think Wednesday morning I got a call from Lisa Silverton. I think it's Silverton, it might be Silverstone, but I got a call from Lisa Silverton, and she asked if the girls were interested in being interviewed. And so I talked to our friends, the Stokers, Jeff and Wendy. They're the parents of Tiffany. And I talked to my daughter, and they both said no, they didn't want to do it. And so we just kind of left it at that. They were still in pretty rough shape, both of them physically, physically exhausted, mentally exhausted. And so they started texting back and forth, and Tylin came to me, and Tiffany went to her dad, and they said, if we interview, is there any way that this would help the Hadleys and the Capeners financially? And so I called Lisa back, and I said, Lisa, the girls have agreed to be interviewed on one stipulation, and it's that you put the GoFundMe accounts, at the end of the clip, and that you put the pictures of the Capeners and the Hadley girl, Sierra. And she said that's not a problem, that they would do it. And so we sent her all the information. We texted them over 105 pictures that we sent to them that they could use. And then they came to the house, and James and his cameraman and his audio guy came, and they were at our house for 3.5 hours. And they tore the house apart, and they wanted everything done, and we interviewed with them. And as we left, I confirmed with James. I said, now, here's the information, and here are the pictures, and just want to make sure you got it. And he said, that's fine, we've got it, and it'll be on tomorrow. So I then sent him a text after he'd left the home, and asked him, I said, you're sure you got all the information? He said, yes, he had all the information, he'd get it on there. Well, the next morning, we watched Good Morning America, and it was anything but the interview that the girls gave. They left out prayer, they left out faith, they left out God, they left out anything that had to do with primary songs, and that. And I don't think that it's so much religious as it is, this is, what the girls believe, this is what the girls say, said saved them, and I agree. And thousands of people all over the country, agree with it. And when we saw it, the caption on the Good Morning America webpage was, Nemo saves two 13-year-old girls. And it had nothing to do with Nemo, but they left out everything that the girls said, had saved them. They interviewed my other daughter, who had done CPR on one of the victims, for 1.5 hours, and the other sisters. They interviewed my wife and I, and they left it out because we had all mentioned too much of God, faith, religion. And our friends had recorded it with their phones while we were interviewing because they, just wanted to have it for their records, just so that they could have it and type things up. And anyway, so when the piece came out completely different, I tried to call James, and I tried to call Lisa, and neither of them would answer. So I sent them a text, and about 1 hour later, James sent a text back, and he said, "Well, I'm sorry." He said, "We're only the ones that do the interview. This guy back in New York, he's the one that makes it and cuts it and clips it and puts it all together." And I said, so what happened to the, financial arrangement to have the Hadleys and the Capeners GoFundMe accounts on the account? He said, well, we just ran out of time. And it's like, well, you had time to play a Disney clip of Nemo, Finding Nemo with Dory and Marlin. You had time to play these awful waves that looked like they were from the 1970s Gilligan Island show. And then they had time to show a speedboat in the water. But they didn't have time to honor the girls' requests, and so we were very disappointed. The girls were really hurt, and anyway, I was so upset because I couldn't get anybody to call me back. When they wanted to talk to me, they were of course very willing to talk, but as soon as they had messed up and not honored the agreement of the girls, nobody would text me back or call me back. And so I got on, and I just onto Facebook. And I published their names and their phone numbers. The editor back in New York, I published his email because I wanted people to be able to talk to them and voice their concerns and opinions, and to see that they shouldn't. I mean, the girls were grieving. The girls had just lost, four of their dear friends, and they couldn't even honor the request of the girls. And that was the only agreement that the girls had, was to please put this on the clip so they can see that. And anyway, so it was just very disheartening for the girls. It was disheartening for us as parents, and for those people that had put so much effort, the rescue workers up at Bear Lake, the search and rescue, the first responders, all of those. the people at the hospital. It just completely discredited everything that we had gone through for the last 2 days. And it just felt that some person, you know, doesn't believe in God. And so that means that the rest of us can't have that displayed. And I was overwhelmed by the response of how many hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of responses we got. And I started getting text messages, I started getting Facebook Messenger notices back saying that they had turned off their phones. And I said, just keep sending them texts, because as soon as they turn their phone on, they won't be able to even use their phone until every text is registered on their phone. And still to this day, we've not heard back from Lisa or James.
Wow. Or that editor that just chopped away. And but you clearly communicated it. They said they got the message. And then to just kind of ignore it, that must have been so hard.
Yes.
Have you seen an uptick in interest and response and donations to the GoFundMe sites?
We have. We have. A lot of people that have, you know, read the Facebook posting have been generous in donating. And I know that Good Morning America has changed their page, their article. They changed the title. They changed the article. And they did finally post on there at the GoFundMe accounts. But, you know, they still didn't publish any pictures. And it was just one of those things that they just kind of brushed it under the rug and didn't want to acknowledge that they had, you know, hurt these girls so deeply while they were suffering, and the families that we were trying to help. And so, anyway, we were just very disappointed in the media at that time, you know, with Good Morning America.
Do you think that most Americans this believe in a God, have some religious beliefs in their life? There's place for miracles. There's place for prayer.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that the majority of people do. They have different religions, but they all believe in a God. They all believe in faith. They all believe in prayer. And I have been overwhelmed at how many people from different areas of the country, even outside of the United States, that have texted and called and phoned and Facebook messengered us. And anyway, they talk about God, and they talk about that they know what the real story is. And I'm just afraid that there's a few people who have had, whether they're atheist or whether they, you know, have had a bad experience and just want to blame God for everything, that have kind of polluted that. They're the ones that make the most noise. Even though I think the majority of us believe in God and faith and prayer, the minority is making so much noise that they forget about what the real story is with the country. And I'm here to tell you that the one day that I looked and I had over 600 responses from it, I think we had 2 negative responses from it, and people from all across the United States, and they all said, we know what truly happened. And, you know, that made me feel better that at least they were not believing the fictitious story that was created, you know, on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
And so we allowed the girls to be interviewed one last time, and we just decided they wanted to do one interview. We had everybody come, and we just told them, you know, this is how it's going to go. And I said, we're going to have the girls tell their story, and when they're done telling their story, you can cut and edit and pick apart what you want, but it's them telling their story, and at the end you can ask questions. And to see that story and compare it to what was, you know, portrayed on Good Morning America was completely different. And I think people felt it. They felt what they had gone through. They related and had empathy for the girls, you know, for what they'd gone through. And even for the families that had lost the loved ones. And I was overwhelmed at how many people have responded back to that. And that was not my intention. I just wanted to publish a few numbers and get a response.
You just wanted to get it out there. You know, and this might be a stretch, but I would hope and I would think that perhaps all that support, maybe there is that support out there coming from everywhere.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. People are still praying for our girls. They're still praying for the Capeners. They're still praying for the Hadley family who are mourning so much loss. It's hard for us because we're so overjoyed that our daughter was okay and that the Stoker's daughter was fine. But at the same time, these are our friends, and they have lost so much, and they still they still need our prayers. They still need to have that faith and hope and prayers in their lives, because they have lost so much, and we'll be okay, and the Stokers will be okay, but we just plead that people will continue to pray for the Kapners and the Hadleys.
Yeah, and we've talked for a while, so but if there's anything else that I forgot to ask, or anything you want else to cover?
No, it's been interesting that as we've gone different places, the local stations have done so much better than what the national news did. And anyway, we went down to find a dress for one of the funerals, and we walked into this place, and these ladies came out, and my daughter was so upset, and they said, "Well, we saw your interview," and she says, "Oh, if you read the, you know, saw that one that was on Good Morning America, it was not even true." And this lady put her hands up in the air, and she says, "You know, praise the Lord. It was Jesus that saved you." And she put her hands up in the air, and another lady came around the corner and came up and gave her a hug and says, "We're praying for you and your family and all those that were involved." We went up to the counter, and there was another lady that just came around the, you know, and just hugged my daughter so tight and told us of her tragedy that had happened, and how this, you know, this prayer and faith gives people courage to go on. And she'd gone through a similar experience 22 years prior, and a lot of tears. I don't think I've hugged so many people in my life. I've been hugged by complete strangers, and it's okay, because I know that they know what my daughter went through. I know that it was the faith and their prayer and determination. These girls have been friends since they were 1 year old, and they shouldn't be alive today. We've met with different medical doctors. We met with emergency room doctors. We've met with wilderness survival people. We've met with hypothermia specialists. And they said, it's just not possible that these girls are here. And they said, we know why they're here, but we medically can't explain it. And even the doctors know that there's, you know, prayer and faith, and that God is there to help us out. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll never know why my daughter and Tiffany and Kathy were spared and the others were taken. But I know that God knows that. And I know that He loves us, and we just don't understand His plan. And my heart goes out to the Kapners and the Hadleys. They are such great people, and they've got a long, hard road ahead of them. But I know that the continued faith and prayers will help pull them through this next trial that they're going through with the mourning and coping with their losses.